What you should know before we start. I think I should explain how what you're about to read came to be. The main reason for my pages is that my sixth grade teacher, Mr. Levy, had this wacky idea that our class should spend the year writing biographies. He said it would be a great way to learn about the world, pick up some history, and better understand our families. I thought it was pretty goofy, but holy heckin' looper did I learn a lot about my family. Way more than I expected, in fact. And some of it, pretty disturbing. I think I can say with certainty that we Tikalas peg the needle on the weirdo meter into the red zone in a way no one else in the class got near. Anyway, because of Mr. Levy's biography project, I wrote a lot of what's here while it was happening. When things got really crazy, I kept writing. Not for the project, just so I could keep track of the weirdness. But what you'll find here is not entirely from me. I've mixed in a lot of stuff from other places. Most especially, from the diary of a certain N. Thump. It took me a while to get some of the stranger stuff, which is the main reason it's taken me most of the year to finish this manuscript. Now that it's done, I hope you'll enjoy it. As for me, I'm just glad I survived. No, that's not fair. Terrifying as this experience was at some points, and it was, in the end, I did more than survive. I got something great out of it. Actually, a lot of things, now that I think of it, most of them having to do with my family. Oh, one more thing. Given what's about to come, we should probably start with something from the world of trolls. Yeah, that's right, trolls. Buckle your seatbelt. We're about to take a wild and bumpy ride. Cody Tikala.
The Terrible Defiance of the Trolls. 1. Humans speak of rules and strictures. As trolls, we say with all our tongues, no matter how many we have, flapping wildly above our chins. 2. The humans speak of laws and regulations. As trolls, we turn our backsides in order to unleash a mighty chorus of unified farts, as only seems appropriate. 3. The humans speak of honor and nobility. Considering that this comes from humans, this causes us trolls to fall upon our backs and roll about, laughing until our stomachs hurt. Honor? Nobility? Humans? Our bellies cannot contain our mirth. We are trolls, and we think all humans should go sit upon the pine cone of their choice. Permanent resolution adopted at the Great Haudglasim of 1541, recited with sound effects at every major troll gathering thereafter.
Tuesday, September 6th. My name is Ned Thump. At least, that is what I am called these days, in this place. It's close enough to my real name, I guess. I am 6 feet 11 inches tall, weigh 345 pounds, and have a nose the size of a dill pickle. My teeth are scraggly and of several different shapes. Even so, I can pass for human. At least, I can in New York City, where people are used to all sorts of strangeness. I may be one of the strangest the city has to offer, but being strange is so common here that people rarely give me a second look. Well, maybe a second look, but almost never a third one. Even so, on the rare nights when I am out and about in the upper world, I know I will hear rude comments about my looks. I try not to let them bother me. After all, I'm not supposed to be good-looking by human standards. In fact, my size and face are two of the reasons I work as a night watchman, a job that lets me spend most of my time alone in the dark, which is fine with me. So why start a diary now, in my 198th year? The answer is simple. I am lonely. And since I am stranded in the human world, the most likely candidate for someone to have a sensible conversation with is me. Actually, that would be true even if I were still in the Enchanted Realm. Curse its rules and regulations. Generally speaking, my fellow trolls are not that interested in chit-chat.
So, about the next two pages. Because of all the trouble I had with my fifth grade teacher, my mom was worried about what might happen in sixth grade. So, in July, she went charging into the school to get a look at my permanent record. She told me she wanted to head things off at the pass, whatever that means. Later, I sort of found these and, sort of copied them. Okay, let's not talk about that. Mostly, this seems like a good place to put them in, because this year I discovered there is actually a reason, a really weird one, that I'm good with animals and have a tendency to sky. Cody.